98.1 KZE, MK with you a couple minutes after 4 on your Thursday. Delighted to welcome a songwriter and singer to the studio today. For the first time, she'll be at the Park Theater in Hudson next Friday, May 2nd at 8 p.m. with special guest Irish songwriter Brendan O'Shea, who she also knows quite well. Please welcome to the studio Jenna Nichols.
Thank you so much. This song's called No Good News. No good news everywhere I turn. Take me someplace where they've good times to burn. I gotta put on my shoes, find something to do to keep me from staring at the no good news. Yeah, no good news, no good news. Give me some hope from this downward slope. I need to find a hobby, build a puzzle or two. Stop staring like a zombie at the no good news. My marriage is wrecked, my husband's upset, he wants to put me on the next train to Kalamazoo. See, I'm rightfully stressed, worse than the flu. Gotta stop watching the no good news. Yeah, maybe I'll start by changing the channel. A drama right now might be too hard to handle. I like a little stand-up every now and again, as long as they can stay away from current events. Yeah, no good news, no good news. Gotta look away before it gives me the blues. The cycle keeps repeating, but I'm stuck like glue. Get myself away from that no good news. Yeah, no good news, no good news. Gotta stand up, step away from the tube, kick back with a friend, crack open the booze. Get myself away from that no good news. Do-do-do. Do-do-do. Do-do-do-do-do. I dream of a place where there's no news required, where everyone's fine and we all can retire. Turn off the TV before the panic ensues. Get myself away from that no good news. Yeah, no good news, no good news. Gotta stand up, step away from the tube, kick back with a friend, crack open the booze. Get myself away from that no good news. Get myself away from that no good news. Gotta get myself away. Do 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 do.
Ah. 98.1 KZE. Jenna Nichols is my guest in the studio. Welcome, Jenna. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about you and your music. I believe you won a rather major award last year. Congratulations.
Oh, thanks so much. Yeah, I won the NERFA songwriting contest. It was a real treat, and I went and hung out with a really great group of singer-songwriters and met a bunch of great people, and yeah, it was wonderful.
Yeah. Speaking of wonderful people that we both know, you have worked with Larry Campbell.
Yes.
And Teresa Williams in the past, and you're working with them again.
Yes.
How long have you been in the Hudson Valley?
Permanently about 3 years. My husband and I have had a house in Saugerties for about 12, and it was when we bought it, it was an old farmhouse that you really couldn't live in, so we were slowly fixing it up and commuting back and forth from the city. And then right around the time that COVID happens, we had just kind of finished it, and so it
Lucky.
Seemed like a opportune time to make the move, so we did.
Yeah. Yeah.
Along with a bunch of other people.
It's a great music town, Saugerties.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
And great music area. People. Have you played at the Park Theater before?
I've not. This will be my first time. I'm really looking forward to it.
I have heard, and my listeners are going to be sick of me saying this every time I talk to someone who's playing the Park Theater, but what I hear about it is that the sound is spectacular.
Oh, amazing.
And
that's
not
great
only,
to hear.
Yes, you'll sound great to the audience, but you'll also be able to hear yourself really well, which is key.
That's always very helpful.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I love that song. It could be the anthem for 2025.
Right? I know. I didn't write it in 2025, but it still seems to be relevant. So
yeah.
I'm going to keep playing it as long as it is.
Yeah. Do you struggle with the doom scrolling?
A little bit. And that's actually why I had to sort of step away and take a walk and get away from the never-ending news cycle.
Yeah.
And actually, I needed something tactile to do to get away from that. And so I taught myself how to sew and, you know, just to really separate myself from being able to grab the phone.
Yeah.
So now I make my own clothes.
Oh, that's awesome. Did you make this dress?
I did not.
Okay.
But I have dresses that are like this one.
Because it's beautiful. I was going to be very impressed.
Thank you. It's a great dress for radio.
Yeah. We've got Jenna Nichols in the studio. She's playing next Friday, May 2nd, at the Park Theater in Hudson. And tell us a little bit about your special guest, Brendan O'Shea.
Yes, Brendan O'Shea is a wonderful singer-songwriter, beautiful lyricist, beautiful singer, hails from Kerry, Killarney in Ireland, and he happens to be my husband of 13 years.
13?
Yeah.
Nice. Mm-hmm. How'd you two meet? Were you in Ireland?
No, I met him on the Lower East Side of Manhattan, and a friend of ours, we have a mutual friend that I was touring with, and we met on the street, and as soon as I saw him, I said, uh-oh, here comes trouble.
Aww.
And that was 13 years later, here we are.
Nice. And do you collaborate musically as well?
We do. Yeah, we do on occasion. Not often, but when we're writing, in the writing process, we definitely bounce ideas off each other, and he's a great editor, and he's just a great sounding board, and I hope I can do the same for him.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit about your influences, because you have a very, what's the word I'm looking for? You can do a lot of things with your voice, which is cool.
Doing a lot of things with my voice just sort of happened out of necessity. I play a lot of solo shows, and when you write songs that have solo sections in them and there's no one there to play them, you have to come up with something. So mm-hmm. that's kind of where I get a lot of the instrumentation that I do with my vocals comes from.
Yeah.
And then also when I was little, I used to impersonate Snow White. And so,
yeah.
And then I just was always able to do that. So, and I never lost it. Forgot about it and then picked it up again about 30 years later.
Yeah. Snow White has such a unique, like that weird little 1920s voice she has.
Yeah. Well, she was actually an opera singer in real life. And forgive me, I don't remember her name, but yeah, she was a formally trained opera singer.
Yeah. And that, to your little kid ear, you were like, I have to do that.
I have to do that. Mm-hmm.
That's a great origin story.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jenna Nichols, once again, my guest in the studio. You can see her at the Park Theater next Friday, May 2nd, with Brendan O'Shea, where the music always sounds good. And it's an old silent film theater. Did you know that?
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's even more exciting.
A lot of really
cool. I'm really excited to do it.
Really cool history. And yeah, seems like some really magical shows have been happening there. So I'm sure you're going to continue that trend.
Yeah. I hope so. Yeah.
Would you grace us with another song?
Sure. This song is called Back to You.
I could write a song about the moon. I could write a note to all the flowers in June. I could pen a verse, hum a line or two, but I'll always come back to you. I could travel miles of ocean, surrounded by the sky and nothing but blue. I could climb the tallest mountain, but I'll always come back to you. Oh, hello, anywhere I go, will you remember that of anyone I know, you're the one I'd come home to forever, ever. I could run around and chase the world. The distance I could travel might offer something new, but when that day is finally over, I'll always come back to you. Travel might offer something new, but when that day is finally over, I'll always come back to you.
98.1 KZE. Jenna Nichols, my guest in the studio. You can see her next Friday, May 2nd at the Park Theater in Hudson with special guest Brendan O'Shea. Where can we follow you and find your music and buy your music?
Yeah. The first thing would be to go to JennaNichols.com. So there's two N's in Jenna, and then NICHOLLS as in Sam, and in Nichols. So JennaNichols.com. And on all of the links are there for Instagram and Facebook and Spotify, and you can buy CDs and hopefully an upcoming vinyl very soon at a show.
I was going to ask, are you a vinyl person? Do you release
vinyl?
I am
a vinyl person. This record that I'm working on now will be on a vinyl, which I'm really excited about.
Yeah. Can we talk a little bit about that record? Okay, I wasn't sure if it was top secret.
No, we can do it.
Yeah. So you're working with Larry Campbell once again.
Mm-hmm. So over the course of a couple of years, I've been writing these tunes that kind of have this really vintage cowboy theme, a little bit more of a country vibe. And Larry is a genius and really is the perfect person to marry with in terms of instrumentation, and his ideas are just brilliant, and I'm loving every second of what he's bringing to the table. So
is it a bit of a concept album?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, all of the songs have a very vintage flair, and be it, you know, old time country or 1930s, or some of it has like a little bit of a French cafe vibe. But it all harkens back to a time that of old.
Yeah.
So that's all of the music that I love is from a bygone era. So
yeah, there's a lot of good music made in bygone eras.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jenna Nichols, once again, next Friday, May 2nd at the Park Theater in Hudson. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
We've got your community bulletin board, Blonde Redhead, up next on KZE.